You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon once again, friends, and welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Today we're talking about steps to Christ, the joy of surrender. Surrender isn't about losing, by the way. Just before you think, surrender, yeah, surrender. And we're not really talking about losing. It's about gaining everything in Christ, at least in this context. Many people hesitate to give God full control. Quite frankly, many, even those who are Christians, they refuse to give God full control, fearing what they don't know. They don't know what might have be the result of giving up. What they might be forced to give up if they are handing over their being and their entirety to God. But Steps to Christ teaches us that true joy is found when we surrender completely. Why do we resist surrender, though? How can we fully yield to God? Is it ever possible? These are some of the questions we're going to be having answered by Pastor Musa Sui to give us some insights here. Once again, Pastor, help us understand, what does it mean to surrender to Christ fully?
Okay. Go ahead. You wanted to say something?
No. That was my question, Funis. What does it mean to surrender to Christ fully?
Okay. Well, the word surrender has some interesting shades of meanings. First of all, it implies that I have stopped resisting.
Okay.
It's giving up after a struggle.
Okay.
Yes. Well, in warfare, I surrender because I know that I cannot win that war.
Right.
Yes. Now, in the spiritual application, the war is against self.
Yes.
The war is against sin, because the scriptures say in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1,
right.
I am dead in trespasses. I am dead in trespass and sin. So we are held fast in the snares of sin.
Mm.
So naturally, we are at enmity against God. So we must come to the point where we realize that we cannot win the war against self, the war against sin. And so we should be willing to give up the fight and let God take full control. Let God take full charge of our lives. I believe that this is what surrender means. It means I give up my will, my desires to the control of His great spirit.
Right. So if we are seeing that we are losing the war against sin, why do people struggle with giving God full control then?
Why do people have struggle with giving God full control? This is a very relevant question to me as well, because it's part of my daily struggle. Part of my daily struggle is to give God full control of my life. I think that's what the Christian experience is all about, is when I give God full control. The warfare against self is the greatest battle that is ever fought. That's what Steps to Christ tells us. So pride says no to God taking control. I want to be in charge. Pride says I'm secure and I can handle it. But you know, I can only give control to God when I know Him very well, when I understand that He has the best, He has the, His will for my life is best.
Mm.
And when I love Him and I get to know Him, then I allow him to take full control.
Okay. So some people, or if not most, fear being restricted. They feel that our faith, Christianity, and the God of Christianity is restrictive. So what would you say to that person? How does surrendering lead to freedom as opposed to restriction?
There's a great hymn that I love, and this hymn says, make me a captive, Lord, and then I shall be free. You see, it's kind of a paradox. So you are asking, how does this surrender give us freedom? Okay, naturally, the scriptures tell us, naturally I am dead in trespass and sin. I am captive to my sinful nature. That's according to Romans chapter 7, verse 14. It says, I am carnal. It's according to Romans chapter 7, verse 14. I am carnal and I am sold under sin. That means I am a captive to sin. I am not free to serve God and worship him as I truly desire. But then Christ sets us free. According to John chapter 8, verse 36, Jesus says, if the Son makes you free, you will be free. You shall be free indeed. So Christ frees me from the servitude of sin so that I can freely serve God. So I hope that answers your questions. So I am no longer restricted by my sinful desires. I am free to serve God when God frees me from the servitude of sin. Out of my personal choice, I can serve him and worship him freely.
Okay. Give us some practical ways to live a surrendered life, Mfundis.
Oh, yeah. In order to live a surrendered life to God, I have to learn to read the scriptures every day. I have to read God's word every day and talk to him. I develop a friendship with him, because if I do not have that friendship with him, God is not abiding in me, I cannot surrender to him. So learn to read the scriptures every day and talk to him in prayer. Tell him about your struggles or the struggles that you have with surrendering. Yes, and give your will to him. He then works in you to will and then to do his pleasure. According to Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, it tells us that God works in us to will and also to do his pleasure. So your affections must also be centered on God, and daily just pray that God will come into our affections and help us to center our affections on him, and our thoughts should be in harmony with God's will.
Okay. The parting shot for this, how can we trust God even when surrender feels like difficult? Because it's every Christian's feeling that this thing is difficult. And to trust God, knowing that sometimes God would let us go into crucifixion. How then? Teach us how to trust God even when surrender feels difficult.
Yes. I think this is a very important question, because I think we all struggle with that, with surrender. There are moments when it feels very difficult to make a complete surrender to God. What makes it easier for me is when I remember that God is working everything for good in my life. All heaven is interested in my happiness, and that God won't take away from us anything that is of good to us. So even that which I am not willing to surrender to him, if I surrender it, it is for the good of my life. It serves a good purpose in my life. So we need to be able to trust that when God is asking us to surrender, he is not asking us to give up anything that is for our good, because God is interested in our happiness and in our well-being.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time and your insights. We're going to do this once again tomorrow as we continue to study the book of written by Ellen White, titled Steps to Christ. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day further, Mfundis.
Oh, thank you so much for
appreciate,
having me.
Appreciate it, Mfundis. 22 minutes now, after, just turned 23 minutes after one. We say thank you very much to Pastor Jonathan Musosvi talking to us today about the book Steps to Christ.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.